You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 982.9thegame.com is the website. Check out all the interviews. Check out everything that's happened this past week on our website, including on Sam and Greg. Also, you can take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is top of the hour. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to everybody in Vinings.
In Vinings.
In Vinings.
All right now. Nice
in
over there.
Vinings. All right. I have to take care of a little family business here before we into this Falcons thing. Mm-hmm. First of all, you sent me a couple pictures. You can keep that real low, Noel, if you want to. You sent me a couple pictures from Decatur as we were talking about things that you know, being filmed around the area and sent them to me. And normally I don't know what they are because they, you know, sometimes have identifications that are just sort of throwing you off. But this one, when you sent it to me, I wasn't sure. And then I looked, I went, hang on a second. That was the one I was on.
Okay.
So coming up on Amazon soon, I don't know when, is It's Not Like That. Scott Foley is the star of that show. I have a small role on there, and it will be, like I said, it'll be on Amazon. So that's what's being filmed over there. This is sort of a faith-based
series?
Yes.
A series? Okay.
Not just
okay.
One episode. So it's faith-based series on Amazon. I'm trying to think of how they described it. Now, the other piece of news or business I want to take care of is why Noel played this song. And earlier in the show, are you familiar with these guys?
Oh, yeah.
Living Color?
Mm-hmm.
This song called, we used to play this down the dial.
Oh, yeah.
And earlier when Noel was asking me if I felt like Johnny Fever I was at 96 Rock, I just remembered this popped into my head, and I don't know why. But I remember having a conversation with Corey Glover. Corey Glover is the lead singer of this band.
Okay.
Of Living Color. Not in Living Color. Living Color.
Living Color, right.
All right. And so they came through town when they were touring. Now, you got to remember, this is like late 80s when these guys came through. Maybe even, you know, that we were talking about the 89 World Series. But they were all brothers in this band, in this heavy rock band.
Mm-hmm.
Which, as Noel was alluding to me, I was the only black dude at 96 Rock then, I think, period. At least that was on the, at least that was
period.
On the air.
Welcome to the assignment room.
But I never forget when they came through and we got to talking and he realized I was on the air. He said to me, and it always stayed with me, was that I appreciate you keeping an eye on our music. That's what he said.
Okay.
And it took me a second to see what he meant when he said that. Basically what he was saying is, you know, we started rock and roll. Y'all remember where rock and roll came from.
Okay.
And so while it has moved around to different genres and all of that, his thought was that, hey, man, I appreciate you keeping an eye on our music, meaning I'm over here in the rock world watching what's going on. And that's why he loves rock and roll so much. Now, a lot of you who don't know about Corey Glover wasn't just the lead singer of this band. He was also an actor. And you might, if you saw the movie Platoon with Charlie Sheen, he was Charlie Sheen's best buddy in that movie.
Okay, he made it to that.
Yeah, the black kid who was in that movie
right.
and was buddied up with Charlie Sheen, that's Corey Glover, who went on to be the lead singer of this band. So there you go.
Dang.
Ah, bring it full circle here. But I just remember him saying that.
He's like, hanging out with you.
I was the gatekeeper.
He's hanging
like, no,
out with
I ain't
you,
the
right?
gatekeeper, man. I just got a job. They let me in the doors.
You're the gatekeeper. You're the guardian.
Of rock and roll.
There you
that
go.
Was, that was me in his mind. So I just I remember him saying that to me. And I said, okay, heavy, you know.
There you go.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Hey,
but
man.
I'll do my best and try and keep an eye on it for you. And so, Cult of, and they came and went, Living Color.
Yep.
That was you know, that one album. So I don't know what happened with them. Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. We have got a WNBA update. Lots of stuff going on with the ladies. Noel's going to let us know about that. We started the show talking about these guys. In the middle of the show, we talked about them again with Joe Patrick. And here we are in 11 o'clock hour, still sort of remembering what we saw as far as play from last night's Falcons game. The tragedy in and of itself and the way, well, actually we started the show not just talking about the Falcons, we talked about the first responders.
Yes.
Who did what they did last night.
Absolutely.
Mercedes
just made
Benz.
Yesterday a kind of a heavy day, you know, in a lot of senses. But the obviously considering what happened, and I guess the investigation is still continuing. I don't know if they've opened up Clifton Road over there at Briarcliff near the CDC. That was all kind of shut down yesterday, even early this morning. They weren't allowed traffic. I guess if you have to go to the hospital at Emory, you probably got to go around North Decatur Road and come in on that
that's
side.
That's the thing you worry about. Other ambulances, because, I mean, life don't stop.
Yeah, you got a
you got a
major health facility there that people still got to they have to get to. Probably have to come from the other way though. They probably can't get there going down through Clifton as they've been kind of shutting that area down. And rightfully so, just the frightening event that took place yesterday. But we tipped our cap early, and we do once again to those first responders from around the region that came in and took part in that. It wasn't just City of Atlanta. It wasn't just DeKalb. It was Gwinnett. It was, State Patrol. It was everybody that got involved, a collective effort yesterday. And, I said, once again, when you prepare for things like that, when you prepare preparation, it could have been far worse.
Right.
Tragically enough that we lost a life and had some people that suffered some injuries, but thankfully no other loss of life, no other shooting victims in that event. And then to come to the game, we're all excited for football, right? It's Friday night. I was at a high school, over at Marist, where Alan Chadwick is starting his 41st season as the head coach.
Say that
Marist.
Again.
41st season. He, before taking over as a head coach, he was there for 9 as an assistant, his 50th year at one school. And he is just as excited about it. He says Friday night is where he's going to be. We'll get him on one weekend morning and talk with him.
Please.
But the other excitement was that the Falcons, we talked about the Falcons being at camp, the fact that fans were allowed to come back to camp this year, that raised the level of excitement. It's off-season acquisitions, players in the draft, fulfilling needs that this team really had, experience that's returning, quarterback, a full year now, Michael Penix Jr. is a quarterback, your running back situation is set. We're also, we're watching to see what happens with our tight end, if he's going to show up when they actually get in games. We've seen what they've done with him at practice. So all that built to the excitement for last night. People going to Mercedes-Benz Stadium want to get a look at this team, knowing that a lot of the regulars you weren't going to get a chance to look at, but you would get a chance with some guys who could play pivotal roles with this team. And that's what you were going to get to see last night. Compared to last year where you really didn't know hardly anybody that was going to
be. Well, see, that's what I thought was going to change this year when you saw, especially with Cincinnati starting off the way they did. Okay, Joe Burrow's in there. You got Jamar Chase. Plus, these guys have been in quicksand the last few Septembers, as far as how Cincinnati gets out of the shoot. And they talk about October's not that well for them either. But they played those guys. Then you saw Indy play, and Richardson got in there. Of course, he dislocated a pinky or something. So, but their starters played in those two games, and you didn't expect that. Then you heard the conversations like, okay, well, the NFL has turned the corner. They are going to approach 2025 differently. Because everybody complained last year when they changed it down to 3 preseason games is the beginning of the season, continued the preseason.
Right.
Because these guys never played.
Right.
So now we're going to play our starters in these first couple games. At least that's what you thought.
Well, there's some
right?
teams. There's some and teams there's that did. There's some teams that played some of their starters last season. We just didn't play any of ours.
Well, other teams, you know. Though. But the league overall, it took a minute to get some traction. And it was because everybody was getting acclimated to this shorter preseason. And so that's what I'm saying. This year I thought, well, maybe the majority of the teams. We knew the Falcons weren't going to play Penix. They put that out earlier in the week. But still, you thought you were going to and still might see more starters in these early games and preseason.
I think we're coming up on a week for that, Greg. Though they're obviously going to see action in these joint workouts with Tess. So they are going to see action in those.
That's
workouts.
And that was the final thing. What happens with these joint workouts? That's where them fights have been going on.
That'll,
I mean? So they don't want that. So they're going to get let you guys work it out in the game.
You might get some of that. You might get a little of that next week. There's a chance to let that out against somebody else, but. You're going to see more of your regulars participating in those, and then probably the game on Friday night. Because usually that last preseason game, I think even though it's the third, is the one where you say, all right, these are the people who are fighting to really make it onto this roster or maybe be for the practice squad. So I think next week is the pivotal week. I think we'll see what we're going to see in the preseason. With Penix, it may be one
quarter. You talk about the Falcons.
As far as the Falcons go.
Okay, yeah. I think the other teams have been doing it a little differently, but that's the watch.
Yeah.
To see how everybody's, like I said, getting ready for 2025 differently than they did in years past.
And I think Ryan Morris is more comfortable maybe doing it this year than last year.
Oh,
yeah. He's just coming in and didn't have a comfort level. Mm-hmm. There's a comfort level with him this year, obviously. And hearing him speak about the team and talk about him, it's obviously a comfort level. And you know what to expect. So I think next week we may see more of that. You know, we'll see. They still may start not going to play guys. But I think that's what you have next week. You're going to have a team coming in. You're going to have those joint workouts. You're going to see the regulars get into the mix, and then probably some next Friday night.
Yeah, and for me, I no expectations. I mean, there's a certain expectation you want to see with Michael Penix because of what you saw last year.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, as you said, this is a clean slate. And how everything is being done. You're not going into the season with Kirk Cousins. You don't want to try and keep him upright and all that. Everything is different. The whole approach. We got a defense. We know we got some edge rushers. Everything is different. We now know that you got a young kicker who can do if Koo can't do what he's been doing.
And we didn't think everything there was going to be much of a competition. Everybody I talked with going into camp say, Koo's healthy. He's better. And they just brought somebody else in.
And Kim came in there and kicked right 50, was it 50 something yards, 57 yards with room to spare.
Yeah, yeah. Game on.
Yeah. So
game on.
That's why I'm just suspending any sort of anticipation about what I think is going to happen and just watch what does happen. And by the way, that thing with Living Color and yeah, that wasn't the 80s. It was like 92.
Yeah.
When we spoke to him. I wouldn't talk to nobody in the 80s. I wasn't around for that. Anyway, coming up next, are you ready to hear from Noel? We ain't heard a lot from Noel during this show.
Yeah.
And I got a problem with that.
There's a lot happening.
So we're going to give her the floor coming up next. A lot of stuff happening in WNBA. She's the person to go to. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, ninth day of August. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. Hey, you know what? We should do a little public announcement here. I hadn't thought about this. Well, I'll just keep talking. Sam's on the dance floor
Go ahead,
now.
Go ahead, man.
I was enjoying watching you just dancing on the floor there. We should let everybody know that on the 24th of this month, we make our switch.
Yes.
We go from Saturdays
Sunday,
to Sundays.
As we get set for the start of game day Sundays.
Yes. And we will be back to our 6 to 10 time slot. We'll be coming here when it's dark.
You mentioned that earlier, right?
Missed it coming in here when it's dark. But that is the 24th. Sam and I will be back on Sunday mornings.
Yep.
Anyway, Ken Norton. It would have been his birthday today, too.
Okay.
Would have been Ken Norton's birthday. Every time I think of Ken Norton, the boxer, I think of his son, the middle linebacker, and his son looks just like our old Sean Thompson.
Oh.
Think about it. Ken Norton Jr. and Sam.
And Sean.
And Sean look just the same to me, like they could be cousins or brothers.
Yep.
All right. Have you been keeping one eye, at everything that's been going on in sports, but a little bit on what's going on with the WNBA?
Yeah.
Well, in case you know,
they're dealing with some things, the teams are dealing with some things that any other sport, I guess, long into the season deal with injuries. I mean, throughout the league.
Well, let's find out more from our own Noel.
Yeah.
Hang on. We should do it. Good morning.
Good morning.
She didn't give us
good
that
morning.
Earlier.
Good morning.
There we
that
go.
Is. No, you cheated us earlier, but that's okay. That's all
well,
right.
Well, you know, I was going to fix it right then, but then Greg called it out.
So I got anxious. I'm sorry.
No problem. We will get into your Atlanta Dream on the back end, but the league has been plagued with two major injuries, guys. And these injuries are major because the schedule is kind of attached to these two players. Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese have been unable to go for a while. It's been off and on all season for both, but really long stretches. And they're both in a really long stretch right now. And the reason that is not good is because they have majority of the primetime games.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, you schedule these primetime games very Fever and Sky heavy. And the wins have not been coming on that end of the court as the Atlanta Dream just completed their sweep of the Chicago Sky.
Right.
Again, angelless. So, you know, they have more problems than that. They don't have the point guard they came in with. They've been trying to piece some things together and yada, yada, yada. And the Indiana Fever are that times 10, guys. They have no point guard officially. They've lost two players in one game. And Caitlin Clark is still out. Sid Kostin is gone for the season as well as Ari McDonald, leaving them extremely short, and they can't even pick up a hardship player until after they play the Chicago Sky.
Wow.
Yes, Greg.
I have a question.
Yes.
You see what I did? Sam, I raised my hand.
Greg.
She said, isn't this just a perfect time for those haters in the league? If what you just said, talk about having those two in the primetime games, but not being there now, that's going to affect ratings. And isn't this a perfect time to show the difference in the ratings with them versus without them?
It is.
To show those haters, this is the reason why they're getting all the pub they're getting. Is that a story coming up? Not now, but coming up, as long as they continue to stay out and those primetime games are missing them.
Actually, I see it the other way around, right?
Okay, well, that's what I wanted to ask.
This is a great argument to not do this again and to look at all the stars and all the faces of your league and schedule these primetime games accordingly. So that way, if you have these injuries, you're not saddled with not as competitive games. Like, okay. the Sky in the Dream game was competitive, but that's because we were also shorthanded.
So they can't flex? They don't have flex schedules there? They can't do, they can't put
paper
bucks in there?
They played three games at 7 o'clock at the same time. They don't even have optimal viewing scheduling yet before we get to flex scheduling. Like, you trying to you trying to run and jump hurdles.
Okay, I don't know.
We like the baby at the Aces game.
And I think that's important, Noel. I think that's important because a lot of people, why did this? Why did this? Why did that? And you just got to remember where we are as far as this league right now. It's taking on a different place. People are paying attention and watching. And then people are watching with a level of expectation. So, yep, but it's still new for a lot of folk. And so that's the thing. But I understand what you're saying as well. You want people, and not so much naysayers. You want this as you get ready to ramp up toward the end of your regular season, going to your playoffs. You know that you're going on as football starts. Mm-hmm. You want those folks healthy to make sure that viewership of people who have been following your story stay locked into it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the crucial thing about having these people out as you head down toward the end of your regular
season. But to his point, though, then you have to continue to have those two. How many? All right, let's put it this way. Can you do it on one hand, or do you need both hands to count the number of stars, the people that bring people to the TV like Caitlin and Angel in the WNBA? Paige Buckets, that's one.
Well,
that's another one.
She's
another
new
one.
She's new.
Okay, but I'm saying she's one. Okay, how many others that you can be – no, I'm asking you, how many others are there?
You're leaving out the top player in the league.
Exactly.
Okay,
you didn't
Asia,
say Asia Wilson.
I was
you didn't
Asia.
Say Breonna Stewart. You didn't say Sabrina Ionescu. You didn't say
Wale. I was wanting you to name them.
We got – well, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like, these are the names.
So are you saying to me
that
the networks aren't giving them a chance to put those teams – I've seen Vegas on there a few times, but you're saying not enough so that while Angel and Caitlin are hurt, they're not giving those other stars visibility.
Well, it can't just be one or two teams is my point, because even if you tried to hang it all on Asia Wilson and the Aces right now, that would be a dud too. Like, these are not the same Aces mm-hmm. that we are used to. So things are – and I guess that's the real point. Things are shifting. So you can't rest on any laurels or who you think is hot and who you think is not, because things are shifting.
You got an expansion team that's one game below 500.
You
usually an expansion team is struggling, but they got an expansion
this is like
team
the best,
Golden State.
Yeah, this is like the best expansion team in WNBA history. You got the Dream that have gone from worst to first almost. Like the worst playoff team barely sneaking in the back door and got booted out immediately. And now they're just sitting like third best team in the league, shorthanded.
Yeah.
So Sabrina, there are more storylines to tell.
Sabrina, Brianna, Paige.
And Ellie.
Paige. Asia. No, this is the layman talking,
yes.
The person who doesn't follow it like you and Sam to some degree. I'm talking about there are a handful of names that when I hear they or those teams are playing, I'm going to check out that game. While I'm flipping around between the Braves and whoever else got going, oh, let me see this game for a minute. Let me see this one of the top stars in the league play. But it's only like five for me. You're saying there's more, and it's negligent on the network's part not to include their games as much as you're doing Angel and Caitlin.
It's negligent on the league's part, because if you're trying to sell a league and just like the situation you're in right now where you got two players and they're not really playing, you can't really promote them, and now you're looking around looking crazy. When you have other stars and other faces to put out there, and that's on the league to make them a face. Like, for example, I saw an amazing Nafisia Collier ad. And I halfway didn't even believe that the league put it out, because they're not doing a good job of getting these faces in front of you.
Yeah.
But there's a great Nafisia Collier ad
now. In her case, yes.
Yeah, and that's why I love the ad that they came up with, because it shows how she's this, non-nonsense, quiet player, which can sometimes give you a false sense of confidence against her because you can't do much in the defensive player of the year's house. Can't do much around the Fisicolia up there in the post around her. I mean, unless you're Ryan Howard. But that's a different, that's a different conversation. But the point is, these are people that you, Greg, should know just by seeing them, and you don't know them because the league is not putting them in your face, not because you shouldn't know them. Mm-hmm. So I'm putting that on the league to look at the landscape you actually have and promote those players. And they don't just have to be ballers, because look at Sophie Cunningham. People have decided that she's a favorite player, and she can put up single-point digits a night. It don't matter.
But she's found her way into different conversations.
That's why I said you don't have to be a basketball star.
She's a character.
If you find the way to – you have a lot of characters. You got a Courtney Williams, but they're not putting the camera on her. She's putting it on herself with her own stream.
You have to do that.
Which is what brought the eyes to All-Star Weekend. So what I'm saying is that the league are not really using these players and their platforms and personalities and everything they bring to the table to really boost these leagues, this league. You're trying to lean on one or two players, and it's not doing what you needed to do.
Yeah, and I say that, too, in a year when you're trying to get your money right. And that's the other story.
That's the other story
that's in the background, too.
And we've spoken on a lot of things that's going to be brought up in that CBA conversation. Like, we were talking about keeping them healthy, right? Well, a long way to go towards that is for them to not have to play as much basketball. If I got to go overseas and play in Unrivaled and play over here to kind of make a decent check, my body works a little differently. It's not going to hold up like you want it to, and we're seeing a lot of these injuries. I don't know how you fix it, but it's a melding pot of things we're running into right now that are all going to clash into the CBA, and it's going to be really interesting to see how it all turns out.
What do you think about extending the season?
They have to extend rosters first, Greg. Yeah.
Whatever. I'm just saying, how do you feel about that as a deterrent to keeping them from going and finding money across the seas?
Oh, I mean, you're gonna get more now in the league. Plus, a lot of these players are coming in and bringing more with them from college.
So I understand that's the thing.
So, I mean, if you don't want to go, and plus you have the off-season league.
Yep, we got the Unrivaled down
there. You got
Unrivaled.
So there's an off-season league.
That's a guaranteed $250,000 plus some more.
We're talking about people we don't know in the WNBA. Now you're talking about another league of people we don't know. I'm asking.
No, they're in the W, Greg. So let me break down to you so you and the audience understand. Yeah. Nafisia Collier and Breonna Stewart have created their own league for them to play in their own off-season, so they don't have to go overseas.
So these are all the same players. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so these are all the same players. This is just an additional place that they go play, and I brought that up because all of this is going to be a conversation during the CBA. We can go down to Miami and make a quick $250,000. We can go overseas. We can do this. We can do that.
So these ladies are putting this league together. It's kind of sitting over here like a lib tour.
Yeah.
Thinking if you guys don't get it together in WNBA, we're going to, you know.
They're showing what they can.
Get us some Saudis and we're going to try to throw some money at these ladies.
They're showing what they can do on their own.
Yeah.
And they had all types of sponsors. You had Samsung throwing money at them, and Sephora, and all types of money going on over there.
Okay, that's one thing. What about venue availability?
I don't think
they have their own venue.
I don't think they're looking to be a rival for the league.
No, they're not looking to be a rival, Greg. But they're looking to show what's possible.
And you don't have to go and leave the country. I think that's the big thing.
That's the biggest thing.
But that's what they're doing. They're on their way to doing that. But like you said, the big money is out there for them for next season. And that's the thing that you want to see. You got a number of players who could have come out of college. They went back because they know in college they're going to get better money, right? So that's the thing that they're dealing with to me.
Nobody wants to be quitting yours.
I sit here with my mouth open and I get educated by you too because of actually what she started with here. There are so many moving parts. Unless you are invested in finding out and following this league or a particular team, you just don't know. When I dip in every couple weeks and I get updates from you, there's something new or something else that's going on or a moving part that I didn't know about that's coming into play. And so I appreciate you guys bringing me up on stuff. But again, they got some hurdles in front of them.
Yeah, it's just really interesting because like Sam said, like the money is out there. But I think the real question right now between the two parties is who gets the money?
And let me ask you this. Y'all got the right commissioner?
You asking a million-dollar question, Gregory.
Yeah, see, I know a few things. I know a few things. I may not know as much as you, but I know this.
I mean,
Is everybody happy with that commissioner?
We all know how commissioners are, right? Like, nobody's ever 100% happy with the commissioner. Right. But I think this is a situation where people are more negative on the commissioner than positive.
Because we're just now having a conversation. You're a popular commissioner.
I mean, you're not wrong, Sam, but we're just now making a statement about this foolery that's been going on in these arenas. We as a commissioner are just making a statement 2 weeks after all of this has started.
Yeah.
People have been arrested and all kind of other stuff. We got articles out, and you are just now making a statement. Yeah, there are question marks on the commissioner. There are.
I'm curious. Yeah. You know, just because that will affect whoever that leader is, obviously will affect investments moving forward. And sponsors
boy.
And all of that. So one hand washes the other. So again, I don't know everything about what's going on between the lines and inside the arenas, but
you know
that
sports.
I have been following.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that's what's really going
to
be.
When things get done,
you know
you got to have that person that gets things done. And that's the thing, wonder.
And the number one thing they got to get done is to grow the money pot.
Yeah.
We all know that.
Let me ask you this. Of the four commissioners, which one are you inviting to the barbecue first?
Oof.
I thought it would be Adam Silver.
No.
Roger Goodell? Because I know it ain't Gary Bettman.
Oh, everybody hates
Bettman. I'm not inviting any of them.
Everybody boos Bettman.
No, it's not Rob Manfred.
So it's between.
Rob Manfred's got a bat taken to him.
Yeah, it's between baseball and football. I thought it would be Adam Silver, to be honest with you.
I feel like Adam Silver, like to, you know, hide his hand a little bit. I don't want him at my spades table.
You remember who he was schooled by.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't want him at my spades table. It's funny, though, because who he was schooled by, I actually have a family connection with.
Oh, you do?
Wow.
Yeah.
And we'll find out that story after this commercial break. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. Thank you again for letting us be a part of it on this ninth day of August. How are we doing so far? I forgot to tell you, we got a lot of notes.
All right.
And you and I do this because we normally have a Saturday and Sunday show. So now that we've had just the one day, I find myself leaving here, like you, with meat on the bone. Things we had forgotten about. Insignificant stuff, most of it, but still things that we would have been talking about. And so I'm just trying not to jam all this stuff in here before we get on out of here.
Go bowling at the Glen.
Yes. Yes.
Go bowling at the Glen. That is the race this week for NASCAR. They're back on the road course at Watkins Glen, New York. That is where they are racing this weekend. Left turns, right turns, uphill, downhill. that is where they are headed this week.
Let's see here. I want to give you another one of these facts about these football teams. Cleveland Browns. I think you know their fact, how they got named. The Cleveland Browns? They were named after their owner.
Okay.
Paul Brown. Okay.
He was owner, coach.
Yeah.
Kind of like House,
after,
right?
After, actually, yeah, but they said coach after this one. Yeah. Here's one that I didn't know. Seattle, you're just joining us. We had this list of these facts attached with each team in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
The Falcons one was the oldest U.S. pro team without a championship. That's what they wrote down here, so you know, I'm not going to argue that one. Anyway, the Seahawks, do you know what their fact is and they're known for?
What was that?
They were the only team to play in the AFC and NFC championship game.
Okay. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Of course, I'm reading it here. Here's one. The Rams. The only team to win championships in three different cities. That's true. Yep. Come on. You trying to think of all the cities?
I'm not thinking of the Colts. I guess the Colts was, it was still NFL when the Colts went to the Super Bowl at the time.
The Cowboys actually have one.
Yep.
Most consecutive winning seasons. 20.
Okay.
The 49ers invented the shotgun formation.
Okay.
That probably sounds like some Bill Walsh stuff.
Yep.
Under him. Let's see here. Ask me about another team. Okay. Here's one. Washington. Obviously, would have been the Redskins back then. Washington is the first NFL team with a marching band. That's what they're known for.
Okay.
Panthers. Carolina Panthers. Where did they play their first season?
Clemson.
There you go. That's the fact.
Really?
That's the fact. And let's see, one more. The Bills. NFL team, the Bills.
What did they do?
They were named after Buffalo Bill Cody.
Oh, you serious?
I'm serious. It's written here, so yeah.
Man.
Yeah. And I don't know if this has been broken, but Kansas City is known for having the longest field goal in a Super Bowl. 57 yards. So, again, these were these facts attached to these teams, according to this website here.
Wow.
Again, Sam, insignificant information, as we said earlier.
Here it is, as we get set for the season to start.
So, go ahead. I know there were some things going on around the city.
Want to remind people about over at Zoo Atlanta.
This is a good one.
Right?
This
today is City one. Of Atlanta, Fulton County, Family Days, today and tomorrow. And here's the thing. You know, just saying thanks to the community. And so today, all residents or employees of the City of Atlanta and Fulton County government enjoy free admission on both days, August 9th and 10th. That'd be today. At these dates, guests who can demonstrate residence in the City of Atlanta or Fulton County or employment in the City of Atlanta government will receive free admission for up to 2 adults and up to 4 children party. Right? And
yeah, that's
over at Zoo Atlanta today. So if you want something cool to do with the young folks here, got the weekend, like the weather's like it's going to hold off for us today, go and enjoy Zoo Atlanta.
There you go. And how did most of the folks around here spend last week? They were up in Flowery Branch, right? Going to be at it again next week.
Yep.
So I'm going to let you know, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, here's the breakdown. Morning shift, Steakhouse and Andy and Randy are going to be up in Flowery Branch on Monday. Dukes and Bell are going to be at Hooters in Mall of Georgia. Tuesday, morning shift, Steakhouse, Andy and Randy, Flowery Branch, Dukes and Bell, Hooters. And Wednesday, same thing.
Yep.
Same thing.
Okay.
Dukes and Bell will be again at Hooters Mall in Georgia. But Thursday, where will they be? You should know this one. They will be at West Forsyth High School.
Absolutely. For the Corky Kell Dave Hunter Classic game there. Of course, we have the games on here on Sports Radio 92.9 mm-hmm. The Game next week. Hope you will tune in and listen as we start the high school football season in the state of Georgia. That's something you look forward to and have a lot of fun with. So we're your station. Let me see. We'll run them down for you once again. Starting Wednesday, myself and Chris Parker will have the South Paulding Kale game for you, 7:55 on Wednesday. Thursday, Douglas from Atlanta against West Forsyth. That's going to be Eric Slaughter and Day-Day Lewis calling that one. Then Saturday, we got 3 of the 4 games will be here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The 9:55 a.m. game, we'll have St. Pius against Dunwoody. That's going to be Bo Johnson, Dom Chorowski with Garrett Chapman. Right after that, Brookwood and Houston County going to have Chris Goforth Day-Day, Garrett Chapman, Caleb Johnson going to be in on that one. And then after that one, as John Bednarowski said, the one game that he has to get to, he thinks is going to start around 4 o'clock. One of those first two games go to overtime. He might be a little bit later going down there. But anyway, it's going to be McEachern versus Walton. Chris Goforth, along with Mike Johnson, Caleb Johnson, as we present to you our annual coverage of the Corky Kell Dave Hunter Classic here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And we want Coach Parker back here.
Okay.
We got to get him back here.
We can do that.
Well, Coach, if you weren't listening earlier, we gave you a big old plug, and the love that you got from our listeners and fellow employees about you being on the show. They loved hearing you here. Something a little different than when you and Sam are on Friday nights. And, you know, listen, get a chance to – he got to talk about things other than football, which was great.
Yeah.
You know, and you get to hear that.
Well, especially for him being up at Flowery Branch because, you know, you recall, you know, as a coach, the Falcons started having a better relationship with the high school coaches and bringing them up there for clinics, and something that really, really kicked off big time when Mike Smith was the head coach of the team. So that's what he feels like. What a resource of having a National Football League team in your market and be able to – to have them share and share with the high school coaches and coaches at youth levels and high school coaches. The Falcons, to me, do a tremendous, tremendous job with that. So he has had a chance to experience that. So being there, you know, and the thing of it is, it had been a while since he had been up there and all the expansions that had gone on, that big weight room that was behind us and then the big Emory Healthcare Center. There's so much that's been added to that place since the last time that he had been up there. So he was enjoying seeing that and then being on with us after, in addition to watching practice. He had a great time.
I was trying to think of how I wanted, if I was going to have time to talk about this. See, we got so much stuff here that we got to get to, and I keep forgetting. We got John Fricke joining us coming up here in just a little bit. I think I saw Babyface last week. I could be wrong.
Yeah,
no, just like in town. Just like, shop. But I could be wrong. But I thought I saw him. Right?
Okay.
And I don't go up and approach anybody that's famous. Like, if I happen to have to walk by them and I lock I lock eyes with that person, you know, I will, if I'm a fan of theirs, I'll just say, hey, I'm a big fan of yours. And I'll keep it moving. I don't stop and gawk and all that sort of stuff. But I thought I saw him this past week. But and it got me to think she's doing something back there. It's cracking me up.
Oh no.
No, anyway, it got me thinking about seeing a famous person like that, just like coming out of Kroger or you know, at the mall or whatever. Do you know the famous Bruce Springsteen story with the kid at the movies?
No.
So this is a famous story of his that he has told years and years ago, actually decades ago. He was on tour and had a night off in St. Louis. So he went to the movies. And while he was at the movies, before he literally went in there, some kid who's with his girlfriend recognizes him. He says, oh, my God, Bruce Springsteen. And he starts talking. Now, nobody else is around Springsteen at this point.
All right.
But this kid recognizes him. And he goes up and he starts talking to him. He says, hey, you want to come watch the movie with us? He's by himself, right?
Okay.
So Springsteen goes and he sits with this kid and his girlfriend and he watched this movie. The movie ends. He says, you know, thanks for sitting with us. It's been great. And he says, hey, what are you going to do now? He says, well, I'm going home. You want to come meet my parents? Springsteen says, sure. And he goes with this kid to his house.
What?
This is a true story. Springsteen told the story. So he goes to this kid's house. It's like 11 o'clock midnight or so, right? And the kid goes home and he goes up to his wife. He says, Mom! I got Bruce Springsteen here with us at the house. And his mother says, who? So the kid goes to his room and he grabs one of his albums and he comes out and his mother now comes downstairs. And so they're all kind of congregate, but she still doesn't know what's what. And he shows his mother this album and then points to this guy. He goes, here, Bruce Springsteen. And he says, his mother said, oh my gosh, I should make him some eggs. And his mother cooked Bruce. So Springsteen says, here I was in this kid's house with his girlfriend and his mother at midnight eating eggs.
What are the chances of that? Wow.
Yeah.
So whoa.
Like you said, it's a famous story. You can actually YouTube Springsteen tells it. But yeah, he actually did. And, you know, Mick Jagger's talked about stories, told stories about, wow, these guys were on tour. They, in small towns,
are
going off and going into these bars and whatever.
Right.
I told you, he was here filming Free Jack with Emilio Estevez. And this is when I was, you know, doing the overnights in Dark Side at 96, and I would go to club anytime at 5 in the morning, and it was packed with people. I mean, literally 1,500 people there at 5 in the morning partying at this place. And he comes walking in one morning because they were filming all night scenes for this movie.
Right, right.
He came walking in there looking around going, and nobody recognized it was Jagger. So you never know, especially in a city like Atlanta, who's going to come up around the corner from you. You'll be walking around someplace and Woody Harrelson will come running up on a bike right behind you. Mr. Crenshaw, how are you spending the rest of your day? You going to be flipping around watching things?
Watching some things, but I tell you what I think I'm going to do tomorrow. I think I'm going to go out to the studio and watch the finals, the championship round of Intense Tennis. So one of the people, I think they still have some tickets available, but that's the new tennis league that they have there.
That's an incredible studio, too.
It really is, you know. So you're going to see that Studio 3, Soundstage 3. That's where they're doing it. So I think I'm going to go out and catch that tomorrow.
Going to get some exercise myself, as a matter of fact. Noel, thank you as always for everything that you've done for the show, to the show this week. That came out wrong. What'd you do for our show?
For the show.
Being on the show.
Yeah.
How's that?
Being on the show and just being herself.
Just everything that you do, period. For the rest of you, thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. John Fricke's up next. Again, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you for letting us be a part of it. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.